Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Later we'll be hearing from the Fianna Fáil meeting that's in Roscommon. First we're going to go to the sunny south east where the Labour Party is gathering in Wexford. Labour's had a torrid year. Disastrous local and European elections led to the departure of Eamon Gilmore. Labour has a new leader now, but at just 8% in the opinion polls, it has an ongoing problem persuading voters to stick by it. Joan Burton dangled a few budget sweeteners today, including an eye-catching proposal for weekly payments to parents who move from welfare to work. Drive Time's Fergal Keane is at White's Hotel in Wexford for us this evening. And Fergal, how would you describe the mood within the party this afternoon?
Well, we've had reports, Mary, of tensions after the changes in the Labour Party and in government, but that didn't seem to appear to be the situation at all here today, because everybody has arrived, everybody seems in quite good mood, they're getting back to work on Wednesday. And this conference, it started around lunchtime today, they're going to finish, continue until tomorrow. They had a couple of external speakers today, which is a bit unlike what the Fine Gael party had last week. And the things they're talking about are social housing and development of affordable housing in the private sector. So they had Minister Alan Kelly speaking there, and also Frank Daly from NAMA. So that was quite a long session they had. By the way, when she was speaking this morning to the media, the Labour leader said she was against a proposal which was put out today that homeless families would be housed in prefabs in Dublin. She didn't think that was suitable. In a short while, they're going to have another session called Low Pay Commission on Small Business. They're talking then later about investing in our future in communications, education and health. And then tomorrow, one of the keynote addresses will be by Minister Brendan Howland, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. He'll be talking about budget options and tax reform, and I'm sure all eyes will be on him tomorrow, because the idea of tax reform, what's going to happen in the budget, is of course dominating what's been happening here today.
All right, but what about the party itself? Because we saw what a drubbing they took at the elections in May. So is there a fear, a very real fear now within the Labour Party, that that this form could continue and it could be seriously damaged in the next general election?
It was that performance in the polls was one of the questions which was put to Joan Burton this morning, that there was only, at the weekend, there was only a 1% jump. Now, she said that there was quite a long way to go yet, that the Labour had played a huge part in the recovery of the country. And then she spoke about how things were going to start happening in the budget and over the next couple of budgets. And what she's talking about is taking several budgets together over the next while. Now, she talked about this back to work initiative, where people, parents or families, could get extra payments, social welfare payments continued on a declining scale if they took up work. She spoke about, she was asked about the respective payments of the 60 billion for the bank bailout. She said we're approaching the sixth anniversary of the bank bailout, and that the 60 billion, the phrase she used, there was possibly more than one way to skin a cat. Now, is that resiling from that promise we believed we got a couple of years ago, which the former Labour Party leader said was a game changer? We don't know, but she believes there's more way to get things out of that. She also talked about Labour's contribution to the recovery, and in this clip she spoke about the economy, and she said the job was only partly done. They wanted social recovery as well as economic recovery, and here's the Labour Party leader.
That's the recovery that Labour and government is building, a social as well as an economic recovery, and we will do so at a gradual and steady pace in keeping with what is sensible and prudent over a series of budgets. The forthcoming budget will be framed in line with that approach. The goal will be to ensure we meet our deficit reduction targets, which we will, while at the same time using the available room to provide some targeted taxation and expenditure measures to benefit those on low and middle incomes, particularly not just individuals, but individuals and families with children, who are struggling to make ends meet, and older retired people who in many cases have so valiantly supported their children and grandchildren throughout the crisis. To be clear, we won't be able to do all the things we or the public might want and we won't be able to dramatically boost household income in one fell swoop. As Brendan has said, over 30 billion was taken out of the economy, and this cannot be restored in one budget. Anyone who says otherwise is being dishonest. What we will be able to do is to start a process of gradually restoring prosperity to people over a series of budgets. Increasing take-home pay, bit by bit over successive budgets, will be an important part of this process.
Fergal, a couple of points. I know you have Brendan Howland with you and you'll be talking to him in a moment. Just picking up from what Joan Burton was saying there, she talks about a series of budgets. They don't have a series of budgets. They have two at the most before they're in general election mode again. And what about the warning from the Taoiseach to all the ministers last week that they weren't to start speculating on the budget? Does it appear that doesn't apply to Joan Burton?
Well, the Taoiseach did give that warning to his own ministers last week about not speaking about the budget, but she did give us, surprisingly, quite a bit of detail today. Now, I don't believe that talk about giving people an incentive to go back to work through social welfare payments is actually new. It's been posited quite a few times earlier on in the year. But there's the thing there where she talked about, it struck me that she wanted expenditure measures. She talked about there would be room in the social welfare budget because of the less people taking unemployment benefits. So she thought about expenditure to benefit those on low and middle incomes. She mentioned struggling families and the elderly. So there she seems to be saying that, you know, they are going to give people something back, maybe in social welfare, maybe in taxation. And as you mentioned, I'm joined by Brendan Howland, Minister for Public Enterprise and Reform. And Minister, she did give quite a bit of detail in the budget, and she seemed to indicate that people on social welfare and low-income families paying taxation would get a break.
I think what the Taoiseach just said was to reiterate what was in the agreed revised programme of priorities negotiated between the two parties before the Cabinet reshuffle. No specifics, obviously, because this is a matter for budgetary discussion. Every line minister obviously has a view in relation to specific policy measures they'd like to see happen. Both Michael Noonan and I last week set out the parameters within which we're going to operate for next year. Clearly, things have improved. We've seen all the stats published through the summer, and we will not now have to make a 2.1 billion further adjustment next year, which means that we're not going to cut expenditure by 1.4 billion, or we're not going to have 700 million of additional taxes. But that's quite different from saying that we're in a position to give significant back. Every expenditure change, in other words, any additional spend in any area, will have to be met by making savings somewhere else.
In my listening to her, she spoke to the media first and then she gave that speech. She spoke about how savings were being made in social welfare because of the reduction in people claiming unemployment. She believes that can be given back to people in her own department.
Well, I think that...
Which means what rises in social welfare payments?
Well, clearly there will be significant savings on the social welfare budget next year because, thankfully, more people are going back to work. And the pivotal part of our whole economic strategy is to get people back to work. And that's what everybody involved in government is absolutely focused upon. And that, how we deploy the savings in that area is a matter of discussion, clearly. The Taoiseach has strong views on that. I'm sure other line ministers have strong views. I've heard various ministers talk about policy options that could be used. But, I mean, there will be savings in that area. There will be savings from the full year impact of decisions already made, and we have to determine how in the most socially progressive way those savings can be deployed in additional savings.
You yourself in the last couple of months have spoken about policy options in your area, which you thought would be revisiting cuts to public service workers' pay. When is that going to happen?
Well, I indicated that The deal that we negotiated, the Haddington Road Agreement, will run its full course into 2016. I said that. I've never resigned from that. What I said in the beginning of the summer was that in terms of the FEMPI legislation, which is the financial emergency measures in the public interest, they were the emergency measures that cut public pay and pensions and did a number of other things. That has to be revisited annually because it is an emergency measure. I'm required to make a formal report that the emergency continues to the Dáil every summer. And the day will come when there won't be an emergency, and I don't want that simply to evaporate in one big bang. So we need to have a structured dialogue with the trade union movement, with the public sector unions, on how we can unwind FEMPI over time while at the same time sustaining the real remarkable improvements we've made in economy and not put that in any way at risk.
Now, there is another issue about the polls. You're being squeezed on the left by Sinn Féin. And the Tánaiste, in her speech, she had a couple of things to say about Sinn Féin. She talked about Sinn Féin wanted a welfare economy, not a working economy, a handout rather than a hand up. She said that in government in Northern Ireland, they're opposing all welfare cuts and how they would misgovern our republic. But then there's a line in her script that she didn't deliver, and I'll just quote it. It's not a quote, it's just in her script. And the Sinn Féin view of the world from either the business class section of the airplane or from the private hospital in America is very different from the lives of most ordinary Irish people. Would that be your view of Sinn Féin?
I mean, my view of Sinn Féin is simply that they're a populist party that need to determine and present to the Irish people where they stand. Because they're quite a sectarian party in Northern Ireland that focus on one part of the community there. Down south, they have progressive elements, but then they have very regressive elements as well as part of their mix. But they have thrived in a time of economic downturn and recession by simply opposing all tax increases and opposing all expenditure reductions. Of course, had we followed the model that Gerry Adams advocated in the last general election, tell the Troika to get lost and take their money with them, we'd have had a collapsed economy and ruin. We'd be in a worse state than Zimbabwe or Argentina right now. We didn't do that, but there are thinkers within Sinn Féin, and I've no doubt that they will decide where on the political spectrum they want to position themselves.
Well, at the moment, if you just take the European elections as an example, they put up unknowns, all of whom got elected, some of whom topped the polls. It was an extraordinary performance, and it's taken from the Labour Party.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary performance. They placed people, recruited them, funded them, put a team around them for in excess of a year. It's an extraordinary delivery system. If you have the resources and the capacity to do that, you certainly can have an impact on the polls. But I think it was predicated on being completely populist in a time when people are genuinely hurting. And if you call to people's door and say, you don't need extra taxes, we can abolish water charges, we'll abolish universal social charge, we'll abolish anything you that upsets you, that has a resonance with some people. But the next choice people will make will be, who should we, now that we have worked so hard, the people of Ireland have given so much to restore an economic base for the future, will they put that at risk by giving it to the people whose whole policy platform would have meant that we would have had no recovery? Or will you give it to Fianna Fáil, whose policy platform destroyed the country in the first instance? Or will you reward those who actually rolled up their sleeves for the last 3.5 years, asked people to follow them on a path, and that path has delivered?
And as a final and very brief question, are there tensions within the Labour Party? You've had a big shake-up in the leadership. Some former ministers, Pat Rabbit namely, appears to be very unhappy with what happened.
No, I think that I feel very sad that somebody of the calibre and the leadership and the courage of Eamon Gilmore felt that he had to walk away from leadership because the result of the election was clearly so difficult for us to accept. It was very hard for so many councillors who had worked for so long in communities across the country to face defeat. And the party leader at the time, Eamon Gilmore, said, I accept responsibility for that. But we're a movement of people with a social democratic view of society. We're not in it for any individual advance. And I think that we need now to regroup. We will do that. We are doing that. We will have common purpose to put the best possible platform under Labour candidates as they face the electorate in 2016.
And that's looking forward, Mary, from Minister Brendan Howlan here from the Labour Party press conference in Wexford.
Minister and Fergal Keane, thank you both very much. After 5:30 after sport, we'll be with Brian Dowling at the Fianna Fáil gathering in Roscommon.